Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Chof Aleph, and we are about 10 lines from the top of Daf Chof Amid Beis. So the Gemara has been discussing the psulim mentioned in the Mishnah, the psulim that cannot do any avoida that was avoida, Kabbalah, Hilacha, Zrika, other avoidas as well. One of the psulim mentioned was Shalei Rochutz Yadayim V'Raglayim, a Koyein that didn't wash his hands and feet from the Kiyar, he's posel to do the avoida. If he does the avoida is going to be michulam. And we had a whole sugya, a few blad gemara that digressed a little bit, that discussed the mitzvah of richutz yadayim v'raglayim, also known as kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. The mitzvah, this idea that a kohen had to wash his hands and feet before he did the avoida. So he would go to the kiyar, the kohen would wash his hands, he'd wash his feet. Once he did that, he was right to do the avoida. The shaila that we discussed in yesterday's daf was Machlokes Rebbe and Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon. And that is, if a kohen comes to the Beis HaMikdash on Monday and he stays through the night, it's now Tuesday morning, he's continuing to do the avodah, does he have to be mekadesh yadav v'raglav again, or does he not have to be mekadesh yadav v'raglav again? Rebbe said, Lina mayalas bekidesh yadayim v'raglayim. Lina, as soon as the sun rises, the koyein, kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, is null and void, and as a result, you'd have to wash his hands and feet all over again. From the Kiyar, Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon said, "Ein lina mayalas bekiddush yadayim v'raglayim." The Gemara said the makor to the machlokes Rebbe and Rav Shimon and Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon is how to understand the pasuk that describes the mitzvah richutz yadayim v'raglayim. It says on the one hand, "Bevoyem eloyom moyed yirchatzu ma'ayim v'loyom usu oy begishtam alam esbech l'shoris l'akti ishal Hashem." Is the emphasis on bevoyem, meaning every time he enters the Oyel Moed, he has to wash his hands? That's Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon holds. Or is the emphasis on Begishtam? And the definition of Gisha is every Marocha that was on the Mizbeach was considered a new Gisha. So that every morning when there was a new Marocha, the Kohen would have to wash his hands and his feet all over again. Regardless, we had a little bit of a complex sugya that discussed this. Machloik is Lina Mayelas Bekidish Yadayim V'Raglayim, or Ein Lina Mayelas Bekidish Yadayim V'Raglayim. The Gemara is going to continue on this theme, and by the end of the daf, we're going to be back knee deep into discussing this machloikis, Rebbe and Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon. We mentioned yesterday that that's pasha, that if the kohen was masiach das from the avoida, he would have to be mekadesh yadav v'raglav all over again. The shaila Rebbe and Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon was only when the kohen wasn't masiach das, but to the extent that the kohen had hesach das, at that point for sure he would have to be mekadesh yadav v'raglav again from the kohen. The question is, if the kohen leaves the azara, does he now have to wash his hands and feet again or not? Says the Gemara, Imtin Slamelina Loi Pasla, even if you hold that Lina is Eina Mayelas Lakita Shedayim Viraglayim, Shitas Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon, that's only the Loi Parish. That's because he never left the Azara. Aval Yitzia, but if he leaves the Azara, the Parish Asuchim Meisach Taite. It could be leaving the Azara in and of itself constitutes Hesach Adas, Oidilma, or perhaps Kivadi Biyadu Lachsoy Le Masach. Even though the Kohen left the Azara, but being that he can always come back, and it could be his intention is to come back, so that we don't necessarily assume that because he left, he was Masiach Das. Again, that's Pasha, that if the Kohen was Masiach Das, then he has to be Mekadosh Yadav Raglav again when he resumes doing the Avodah. The question is, leaving the Azara, does that constitute in and of itself Hesach Adas, or does that not constitute in and of itself Hesach Adas? Zok the Gemara Toshma, Kiddush Yadav Raglav, if the Koyin did Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim from the Kiyar, V'nitmo, and then he became Tomei, Mat Bilon, he has to now Toivel, Ve'in Tzorech L'Kaddish, and he doesn't have to be Mekadosh Yadav Raglav again. A B'Kiddush, you would have thought that if he becomes Tomei and he has to wash for his tumah, maybe he should have to be mekadesh yadav v'raglav again. Kamash malanat. The Gemara on the bottom of the Yomid is going to clarify this statement. But what we need is the next part. Yatsu, if the kohen leaves the makom hamikdash, harehein biktu shasan, he's still kadesh, meaning he doesn't have to be mekadesh yadav v'raglav again. So isn't it mefurish that if he's yatsu, he doesn't have to be mekadesh yadav v'raglav again? The Gemara says yatsu yadav leikam yibaylan. That braisa is not discussing where the person's guf became tameh, or the person's guf left the azara. We're discussing where his hands became Tomei, or where his hands left the Azara. And Enochanami, the Braisa says, the part of it that we need, that if a Kohen's hands become Tomei, or if they leave the Azara, he doesn't have to be Mekadosh Yadav V'Raglav again. Baki Kamibayilan, our Shaila was Yatza Kol Gufoy, where his whole Guf left, maybe over there, he does have to be Mekadosh Yadav V'Raglav again. So we will push it that if the Kohen stuck his hands out of the Makom HaZara, then he does not have to be Mekadosh Yadav V'Raglav again. That's the Mefurish Braisa, but that wasn't the Shaila. The Shaila was where his entire Guf left the Azara. Does that constitute Hesach Hadas? does it not constitute Hesekadas? Toshma Shaloi Rochas Yidayim V'Raglayim. The Mishnah said that a Kohen who wasn't Rochas Yidayim V'Raglayim is considered unfit to do the Avodah. So how does the Kohen wash his hands and feet? L'katchila the Kir. But the Braisa says it doesn't have to be the Kir. M'kadesh b'klisharis b'fnim. Any klisharis is going to be kosher. Kidesh b'klisharis b'chotz. If he was m'kadesh with a klisharis, but it wasn't b'fnim, rather it was b'chotz, it was outside the Makom HaMikdash. Oy b'klichol b'fnim. Or he did it in the Makom HaMikdash, but he didn't do it in the klisharis. He did it b'klichol. Oy shetavol b'mei mara. Or he tovol dina mikvah. V'avar any did the avoidah. Avoidosoy psula. So the Braisa said that if he was m'kadesh in a klisharis, that's the part that we need. The halacha is, it's a problem. The kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, l'katchila has to be from the kir. B'di'evet, it doesn't have to be from the kir. But at the same time, it has to be from the klisharis and has to be b'fnim. If it would be in a klisharis, b'chutz, it would be a problem. Says the Gemara, it sounds like the whole issue is, taima de kiddush bin klisharis b'chutz. If the kiddush itself was b'chutz, but how kiddush b'fnim v'yotza, but let's say the kiddush would be b'fnim and then he would leave, avodasik shera, that way it would be kosher. Because if you're going to tell me that any time the kohen is mekadesh yadav v'raglav and then he's outside the makom hazara, that in and of itself is an issue, then obviously if he's mekadesh b'chutz, it's a problem. Forget the fact that the kiddush was b'chutz. Thus, alone that the kohen is bachutz is an issue. Elamite sounds like being bachutz is not a problem. The problem is just doing the kiddush bachutz. So, isn't it a mafurish raya that kiddush bachutz is kiddush b'fnim v'yotza lachutz is not an issue? In other words, yitzia does not constitute hesachadas. The Gemara says no. Dilma kiddush b'klisharis bachutz heichidam. You can go in the apik yodav levar. Could be when we say kiddush b'klisharis bachutz is possible, we're not talking about where his entire guf was bachutz. If his entire guf was bachutz, I don't need a braisa to tell me it's possible. It's poshut. It's possible. It's possible because the minute the kohen leaves outside, he already has to be mekadesh yadav v'raglav again. Hachal b'mayaskinim when the kohen was inside, he just stuck his hands outside, and he was mekadesh outside, and there the halach is, it's possible, because his hands and feet need to be inside while he's doing the kiddush. And enochinami, you can make a diuk that had the kiddush been inside, and afterwards he would have stuck his hands or his feet outside, it would have been kosher, and we don't have a problem with that. We saw that in a braisa a moment ago, and that wasn't the shayla. Avo yotzeko gufayti bayalach. The shayla is where his entire guf left. It could be, again, that braisa is not discussing where the guf left the azara. There's no mention of that in the braisa. The braisa is discussing where his hands or his feet left the azara. But that wasn't the shayla. The shayla was where his entire guf left the azara. Omalei rabbis for the rapapa. Toshma bring your right. Yotzuchutz mechitzas chemis azara. If the kohen left the walls of the azara in lishois, if he went lishois, he's going to spend some time there. Ta'an tefillah. He has to toivel when he comes back. Im lefisha, if he went for a short period of time, ton kiddush yadayim raglayim. He has to be mekadesh yadav v'raglav. Pretty clear, right? It says if he leaves, even lefisha, even if he goes temporarily, he left the mechitzas azara for a couple of minutes. When he comes back, he has to be mekadesh yadav v'raglav again. Why? Probably because he had seen a constitute hatzachadas. So it's a mefurisha toshmatz. Rav Zvi told Rav Papa, I don't hear the whole shayla. There's a whole tumul in beis medrash with the shayla. It's a mefurisha braisa. Amalei, he told him. Now I'll tell you why it's not muchach from there. Because hachem mayaskin kashiyatz lahasech raglav. Could be when we say he went lefisha, he didn't just leave. Could be he went to use the facilities. He went to use the bathroom. The reason he has to be mekadesh yadav v'raglav again is not because he left. It's because of what he did when he left. But the Gemara says, "Abahedik tani lo." It says mefurish in that brayso, "Chalamesach raglav ton tefila v'chalamato mayim ton kiddush yadayim v'raglayim." It's a separate line item in that brayso. So you can tell me both lines in the brayso mean the same thing when it says that he went lefisha, he has to be mekadesh yadav v'raglav means he went to be matol mayim. It says mefurish kala matol mayim ton kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. The Gemara says yeah, tadi v'hadam mefarish. It's two lines in the braisa. They both mean the same thing. The first line is a little sosim. It's not clear. At first glance, it sounds like he just left. Really, that's not true, because if he just leaves, maybe he doesn't need kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. When does he need kiddush yadayim v'raglayim? Only if he leaves and he does something of significance. For example, he goes to the bathroom. The second line of the braisa is being mefarish. The first line in the braisa. The bottom line is we don't have a pshitus. We're not sure yet. Yetzia. Maushetoyol, Likidish Adaim Raglaim. So the Gemara Toshma, Pora, regarding the Pora Duma, Rabchi by Yosef Omar, Mekadish, Bikli, Shoris, Bifim. So the coin that did the Avoidah of the Pora Duma, he too had to wash his hands and feet. He needed Richutz Yadaim Raglaim before he was prepared to do the Avoidah. So Rabchi by Yosef said, where did he wash his hands and feet? He did it Bifim. He did it the same place every coin. Did he went to the Kiyar or in any other Klisharis Bifim? Again, the Kiyar is Lavdafka, any other Klisharis Bifim, and that's where he did his richutz yidayim v'raglayim v'yotzi, and then he left. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, afilu b'chutz, afilu b'kli choyl, afilu b'mekidish al cheres. The parah was different, being that the parah we know wasn't kachim mizbeach. It was kachim bedek abayis, like the Gemara says throughout Shas. It was kachim bedek abayis because it never went on the base on the mizbeach. Where was the hakrova, so to speak, of the parah aduma? It was on Hara Mishcha. It was on Hara Zesim. It was noichach oil moed. But it wasn't physically in the oil moed. Rabbi Yechanan says that this is different. So even though there is a din richas yadayim raglayim, but it doesn't have to happen befinim in a klisharis. It could be bechutz. It could be plichol. You could even do it out of a mekeda shalcher. You could do it out of a cup. You could do it out of a spoon. You could do it out of a bowl. You could do it out of anything. But the bottom line is, here by Yosef holds that it had to be beklisharis and it had to be befinim. Stolzach, the fraga, doesn't make any sense. If you're telling me the richas yidayim raglayim has to be bifnim, and then when he goes to do the maisa of the parah aduma, he's going to be bachutz. So the second he goes bachutz, he lost the richas yidayim raglayim. So the chura, if you're telling me that every time the koyim was makadosh yodav raglav bifnim, and he left bachutz, there's a psul yoitze, this yitzia is moyel with kiddush yadayim raglayim, that he should have to do kiddush yadayim raglayim all over again. So how do you understand the parah aduma? It's a bishlam according to Rabbi Yochanan that the parah aduma wasn't dam bifnim or didn't have to be dam bifnim. So there's no concept of yitzia with the parah aduma. But according to Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, who holds that the parah aduma's maisa richos yadayim raglayim was bifnim, and then he goes outside to do the parah aduma. So l'chura, the second he goes outside, isn't there this psul yotzei? So shouldn't we be able to be poshed our shayla? Amar Papa said, "There's no right from the reader." Kashani paro hevachom asa bachutz possible yotzei. Paro aduma is different. Paro aduma the avoda was non bachutz. So being that the avoda was non bachutz, avad the yitzir lachutz isn't going to disqualify. The shayla is a regular avoda. They had to be done bifnim. The kohen went outside temporarily, and then he comes back. So the question is, being that when he went outside, he wasn't going outside to do the avoda, because avoda is possible bachutz ordinarily. So maybe over there it's different. Kamash, the Gemara says, "Ihochi lovely the mekadesh." So manav shach, you're telling me that parah aduma doesn't have a real avoda? It was bachutz, or so why then does the kiddush yadayim raglayim have to be done bifnim? Manav shach, if the avoda was bachutz, certainly the kiddush yadayim raglayim should be able to be done bachutz. So I hear, says the Gemara, what you're saying. You're telling me, don't bring me a raya that there's no psul yitzir from parah aduma, because parah aduma, the avoda was bachutz, that's why the kohen could go bachutz. But manav shach tain is the Gemara. To the extent that the avoda is being done bachutz, so now how do you understand Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef's shita, his entire position, that the kiddush yadayim raglayim has to be bifnim? The kiddush yadayim raglayim has to be bifnim, but the avoda could be bachutz? So the Gemara, I hear. But ke'en avoydes pnim. On some level, we know that the parah aduma was always treated like a regular carbon. Chatas kai rachmana, the Gemara says throughout Shas. By the way, one example, one application of the halach of chatas kai rachmana is that if the koyin, the Gemara says, was having a machshava shaloi l'shma while he was bringing the parah aduma, the parah aduma was possible. Chatas kai rachmana. Kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shaloi l'shma k'sherim. Elu shaloi olu l'bayu l'shem choy v'chutz mena pesach v'achatas. Parah aduma was a chatas. Shaloi l'shma is going to be possible. So here too, chatas kai rachmana, there's a din kiddush yadayim raglayim. It even has to be bifnim. But at the end of the day, being that avodas bachutz, there's not going to be a psul yitzi. Ibaigu another shayla. Tumma ma'u shatoy l'kiddush yadayim raglayim. The kohen becomes tamei. Does he have to be Makadash Yadav Viraglov all over again or not? Imtim Tzalemi Yitzir Loi Pasul. If you're going to tell me that there's no psul if he goes out, the Gavra Chazis, then you could say, what was the tzad? That if a Kohen leaves the Azara, he should have to be Makadash Yadav Viraglov again. The tzad was because when he leaves the Azara, he's Masiyach Das. So could be there he's not Masiyach Das. Because at the end of the day, he didn't become Pasul. Just because he left the Azara, nothing happened to him that he suddenly disqualified from doing the Avodah. He has to come back. He plans on coming back. Maybe he was never Masiyach Das. Aval Hochet, the Gavra Loi Chazi, but over here, where the Koyim became Tomei. So right now, Ba'asha Rusham, he's in a state where he cannot do the Avodah. Maybe Asuche Masiyach Daite. Maybe there he is Masiyach Das. Oyduma, Kivin the Hader Chazi, being that even though he's Tommy, he's not going to be Tommy forever. He's soon going to be Tahar. In a classic case, he can go to the mikvah, Harif Shemesh, and by night he'll already be able to do the Avodah. So it could be, maybe he's not Masiyach Das. From the brice that we brought on the top of the Yom, Kiddush Yadav Raglav, if a Koyein did Kiddush Yadav Raglav, then it when he became Tommy, Mat Bilon, he toivels, ve'ein tzarech lekadish. It's mefurish. What do you see from here? That even though he became Tomei, he doesn't have to be Mekadosh Yadav Raglav again. But the Gemara says, if you're halting Cheshbin from the beginning of the Yomid, you know it's not a kasha. Because Nitmu Yadav Loi Kami Bailon. We already explained that price is talking about not where his entire guf became Tomei, but where his hands became tummy. And Enochinam, his hands became tummy. Hope Tumas Yadayim is a Tumah D'Rabbanan. We have to do is wash Negel Vaser. It's not so complicated. Two times, three times, Hechsins, four times. It's each hand. It's not a big deal. That's not considered something that you would think would trigger Hesach Hadas. Ki, what's our Shaila? Ki mi bayala nitma kol gufa. Oh, his whole guf became tummy. Now he's really tummy. Now he has to go to the mikvah. Now he can't do the avoida. Now we're dealing with the irises. This is already a whole different deal. That's the shaila. Do you say that tumah will trigger hesach hadas or not? By the way, it sounds like it's a balabatish shaila. Meaning we know hesach hadas is a problem. Yitzia. When a kohen leaves, is he masiach das or is he not masiach das? I don't know. Ask him. But that's really the gemara shaila, right? It's a balabatish shaila. Tumah. Does it trigger hesach hadas or does it not trigger hesach hadas? But regardless, says the Gemara, so you're telling me the shaila is nitma kol gufay? I don't think that's a shaila, because typically, kim the bayil mebed harif shemes, asuchim masach taite. Being that he's going to have to wait until the sun sets, harif shemes, mishashach yanam nechnasan lecha betrumasan. Certainly, you can't do the avoida before harif shemes. So meaning he's going to have to wait until harif shemes before he's able to do the avoida. So it's poshity is masach das. So the Gemara is flipping now. The Gemara is saying, you have a shaila of tumah constitute hesach hadas? Of course it constitutes hesach hadas. Tumas Yadayim, Avim Ufurish Abraisa, doesn't constitute Hesach Hadas. Tumas Kol Gufa, you have to wait until night. Who cannot be Masiach Das for an entire day? That's an incredible amount of self-control of your thoughts that a person would have to assume that maybe this person wasn't Masiach Das. I think the Pashto says he was Masiach Das. Gemara says, you're right, if he became tummy in the morning and now he has to wait 10 hours before Shkia, that's true, but the shaila is going to eat me. What if the kohen became tamei samach l'shkiyas achama? Okay, mincha time. That's a very different shaila. Maybe it's not such a long period of time till the sun sets. When the sun sets, he's going to be ready to do the avodah. But right now, he's not. Do we say that tumah in and of itself triggers hesach hadas or not? So the gemara tashma from the same place that we brought a raya previously. Paro, Rab Chia, Rab Yosef, Omar, Mekadesh, Beglisharis. When the kohen did Richatzidayim Raglayim to get ready to do the mice of the Paraduma. So where did he wash his hands and feet? Rab Chia, Rab Yosef said the same place he always washed his hands and feet. By the Kiyar or by a Klisharis Pifnit. V'yoytze, and then afterwards he goes out to do the mice of Paro. V'yechon, Rab Yechon, says Afilu B'chutz, V'afilu B'chichol, V'afilu B'mekidesh Al-Khebs. Feitri Gemara, V'aparo, Ditmuye, Natminan Lei. The Paro, we know, the kohen that was involved in doing the Parah Aduma, we would be metam. The Tanan, as we went to the Mishnah, metamin hoyu hakoyin hasoyref es haparah. The Chachamim would go out of their way to take the koyin that's involved in the Parah Aduma and make him tame. Umat bilanois, and then they would table him. So if you've never heard this, this may sound a little surprising. And the reason they would do this is lahoitzi miliban shal tzedayk shahoyu oimrim, because it's tzedaykim used to say b'mu'urve shemesh hoyson nasis, that in order for someone to be able to do the ma'is of the Parah Aduma, he had to be tahar, held the tzedukim, and not only did he have to be tahar, he couldn't be a tfol yon. So if he became tamei, you'd have to wait until Harif Shemesh, till the sun set, so he's no longer a tfol yon, in order for him to be able to do the avodah. But the emes is the chum held not that way. It says, v'hiza ha-tor ala tamei. We actually had the Gemara here in Masechta Zvachim, one of the harder Gemaras that we had in the beginning of the week, where the Gemara said, v'hiza ha-tor is actually the rabbis, even a tfol yon. So even a tfol yon was allowed to be involved in the Maisa Paraduk. So there was a machlekes between the tzedukim and the prusha. The tzedukim held that when it says, v'hiza ha-tor ala tamei, it means a tahar mamish. He can't be a tfol yon. The Chachamim were the Makilim. The Chachamim said, no, v'hiza hatar is l'rabbis, even if he's not a full-fledged Tahar, even if he's merely a Tfol Yoyim. He's someone that can't do the Avoida. He's somebody that can eat Truma, but Maisa Paradum is different. Over here, it's going to be okay. So what did the Chachamim do? They would dafka be mitam of the Kayim. You hear this? The kohen that's being involved in the Paraduma, they take a sheretz and put him on. Now you're Tomei, go to the mikvah. Before Harif Shemesh, get involved in the Maisa Parah. So while he was at Tfol Yoyim, so why would they do that? Because the Tztukim held that it wasn't okay. So the Hoitzim, Liban Shal Tztaykim, that's what they did. Now, the problem is that this was like a tremendous Zilusa in the whole concept of Tumah, specifically as it relates to the Paraduma. So what the Chachamim did is they countered this Kula with incredible Chumras. There's a lot of Chumras that are mentioned in Shas where the Chachamim made certain Mailois and Chumras in the laws of Parah, so that you shouldn't think that because we're being Mekana the Koyin, that means that there's some klishus in the Maisa of the Paraduma, specifically as it relates to Tumah. So they went and they imposed this phenomenal Kula. But the problem is now they're worried about the Kula. So they counter that with a whole bunch of Chumras. Bottom line is that the Kohen that did the Maisa Parah was Tameh. He was Tameh, right? Because that's what they did. What's the shayla? If you're telling me that the Kohen that was involved with the Parah had to go to do Richos Yidayim Raglayim, and according to Rabbi Yosef, he even had to do it in the Kiyar, now that he became Tameh, so Lechura, shouldn't we say he needs another Kiddush Yidayim Raglayim? If Tumah creates a Hesach Hadassah in the Kiddush Yidayim Raglayim, then Lechura, every single Kohen that's involved in the Sreifa of the Paro, Toichiach, that we have a major issue. Because he had Kiddush Yidayim Raglayim, then we made him Tameh, and Lechura, we're not aware of another Kiddush Yidayim Raglayim that took place. So Zok to Gemara, Shmami no Lei Pasol Ba Tumah, so the Gemara, Shani Paro, held for Yom Lei Pasol Ba, Paro is different. The fact that a full yom could do the avodah, that's a pretty big kiddush. Okay, so the fact that the kohen did kiddush yadayim raglayim and then became tummy, then doesn't have to do another kiddush yadayim raglayim, that shouldn't bother you so much either. That's not the biggest kula in parah. Even a bigger kula, a full yom could do it. Ordinarily, a full yom can't do it. So the whole parish of parah is different. Being that the parish of parah is different, the Gemara says, "Ihachi lamali de mekadesh." So why do you do it in the first place? If you tell me that tuma usually knocks out kiddush yadayim raglayim, and this kohen we're going to be metama, so then why do the kiddush yadayim raglayim? So the Gemara says, "Kein avayda beninan," because that again, like we said earlier, chatus kayir rachmana. So you walk this fine line whenever you deal with the laws of parah aduma. On the one hand, you treat it like Kachim, and on the other hand, you don't treat it like Kachim. On the one hand, Chattis Kayir Rachmanis, you have all these different dinim. We've compiled some halachas over the years, like 10 or so halachas where you find Chattis Kayir Rachmana, and then again, you find all these different halachas where the Maisa Parah is mufrach from the basic laws of Kachim. So, right here you have two. Number one, the fact that a Tful Yom can be involved in the Maisa Parah. Tful Yom is never allowed to do the Avodah. Tful Yom can't even eat Truma. He certainly shouldn't be able to be involved in the Maisa Parah. Number two, usually after Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, if it became Tomei or Yoytze, like in the previous Gemara, that should knock out the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Over here it's different. Why is it different? Because the Maisa Parah is going to be different. Another Shaila, Ibay Luhu, Mao Lekadish Yadav Raglav Bikir. So the way the Kohen used to wash his hands and feet from the Kiyar is the water would come out of the faucets of the Kiyar. Meaning the Kohen would stand by the Kiyar, water would drip out, his hands, his feet. The Gemara explained a little bit on Daf Yates, just practically exactly how it happened. But the bottom line is the Kohen wasn't in the Kiyar, right? The Kiyar wasn't a bathtub. It wasn't a little swimming pool. He would stand outside of the Kiyar, and the water would come down from the Kiyar. Clears the Gemara. What would be if the Kohen jumped into the Kiyar? So he's physically in the Kiyar. His hands and his feet got wet. Is that considered Richot Yidayim Raglayim or not? What's the Shaila? Min Menu Amrachmana. It says in the Torah, V'rachetzu Aharon Uvan of Min Menu, meaning the water should come from it, V'loy B'toichai, meaning you shouldn't be in it. Maybe even if the Kohen goes into the actual Kiyar, it's going to be okay. So one of the things mentioned in the Braisa that was mentioned on the Chof Amid Beis that discuss what is okay and what's not okay for Richos Yidayim Raglayim is if the Kohen would toivel in a Mei Ma'ara, he'd go into a lake of some sorts, the halacha is the avodah would be possible. It wouldn't cancel the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So it sounds like the Gemara is going to say that in and of itself, the fact that the Kohen goes into the body of water doesn't bother me. What bothers me is it's a main ma'ar. But the fact that he's in the water, as opposed to the water coming on top of him, thus alone is not an issue. So Zok to Gemara, ha-mei kiyar dumi the main ma'ar v'avad avid asik sheir. It sounds like if you'd be in the kiyar, in a way that's similar to being in the Meimara, meaning his body would be immersed in the Kiyar, it sounds like it would be okay. But the Gemara says, like, maybe really if he goes into the Kiyar, it's not okay. And still there's a Havamina that Meimara would be okay. Because Meimara is Rechle. Shloi Taimar, you would have thought, Kol Gufay Taival Miyadav Raglav Koshkin. When a person's Tomei, if he's Taival Meimara, it's a Kosher Mikvah. He would be taught. So I would have thought that if the Meimara works for a regular Tvila, Kavachoymet should work for Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. That's why that the Bryce, that the Sefta has to speak out that a Meimara is possible. But a Kiyar, which doesn't work, it's not a kosher mikvah. So if someone that's really tummy couldn't go to the Kiyar and be toivel, so it could be over there, it's pasha that it's not okay. Meaning really, as it relates to the Kiyar, there's a din v'rachetzu aharon uvan of mimenu. The water has to come from the Kiyar. If it has to come from, so what's the havamina meimara? By meimara, it's not coming from. Meimara is a bezundera havamina. You would have thought, midin kal v'chomer, it should work for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Because madacha works for tefillah, certainly it should work for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Exhale. Here's the hard part of the daf. So to Gemara, I'm Rebchi Bar Yosef. May kiyar nifsalin lematirim kematirim le'evarim ke'evarim. Rav Chizda Amar, Af lematirim ein nefsalim ela bamud hashachar keivar. Rav Yoichanan Amar, Kiyar, Kiman sheshaku shuv ein maleya. So we have a machloikas amayiram, a three-way machloikas amayiram, how to understand the halacha that we discussed in yesterday's daf. And that is lina mayeles bekidish shadayim v'raglayim, or ein lina mayeles bekidish shadayim v'raglayim. Yesterday's daf, we had a machloikas Rebbe Yerbalazim Reb Shimon. Machloikas was if the kayin did Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. And now it's a new day. He did it on Monday and now it's Tuesday. Does he have to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim again or does he not? Rebbe says, Lina Mayelis for Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. A new day? Amud HaShachar, as soon as the sun rises, the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim from yesterday is null and void. Rebbe Shimon says, no. Just because it's a new day doesn't mean anything. The Gemara discussed that this Machloikis Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon has ramifications if the Mayim was in the kir, meaning the kohen didn't do the kiddush adayim raglayim, but rather the water was in the kir, and now lina alois hashachar. And the Gemara discussed in that context as well whether lina mayeles for the make kir that the water should now be possible to kiddush adayim raglayim or not. And the Gemara presented it as follows: the Gemara said, according to Rebbe, that holds lina mayeles for kiddush adayim raglayim for a kohen that actually did the kiddush adayim raglayim. Certainly, it's poshit to the Gemara that if the water is in the kiyar, and now there was lina, avada, it's going to be possible. The Gemara Shaila was, Ufa was the one that declared the Shaila, according to Rav Elazar Reb Shimon. According to Rav Elazar Reb Shimon, that holds ein lina mayeles v'kiddush adayim raglayim, what about if the water was in the mekiyar? Do you say the same halacha, ein lina mayeles v'kiddush adayim raglayim? Or maybe if it's in the mekiyar, in that case, it's going to be different. So the Gemara had different Amirayim say what they had heard in the name of Ula. The Pashtus was Kimachloikis Bezu, Kach Machloikis Bezu. That Ilfa seemed to have come out Lamaisa, that the same Shaila, Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon, regarding the Koyin that physically did the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, you would have with regards to the Mekir that remained inside the Kir. So if the water was in the Kir, it wasn't touched, no Koyin used it, and now it's a new day. Do you have to recycle the water? You have to get rid of the water and bring fresh water? Or no, there's no Psalina, just because Aleis HaShachar, that in and of itself is not going to be a shayla. So the Gemara is discussing, according to the sheet that holds, lina mayelas v'kiddush adayim raglayim, when the water is in the kiyar. So pash this from yesterday's daf, that sheet is Rebbe. Because if you assume k'machloikis bezu, kach machloikis bezu, Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon that says, ein lina mayelas v'kiddush adayim raglayim, when the Koyen physically washed his hands and free from the kiyar, the same thing is going to be true if the water remained in the kiyar. So the shayla is according to Rebbe, that lina mayelas v'kiddush adayim raglayim, when exactly does the water become law. Now, the emphasis is, to understand this, you have to have one piece of background information. We mentioned yesterday that the definition of lina is alois hashachar. That's the classic definition. Rashi sends us to a Gemara in Zvachim Daf Pei Zayin of Bishmakas Sugyim Perikam Mizbech Mekadesh that discusses the psul lina with regards to the emurim, the evarim and the ptarim, that one of the mizbech. And the halacha was that you were able to be makta the emurim the entire night. But once the morning came, these emurim were pasul. You couldn't bring them the next day or the next night. There's something called lina. To avoid lina, you could put it on the mizbeach. There's a mandama that holds ein lina mayelis bereisha mizbeach. But the point is that there was a psul lina, and lina said that once it's alois hashachar, you can't use these emurim anymore. That's as it relates to the emurim. There's a psul lina with regards to the dam as well. That's a whole other sugya. By the way, that sugya is the makar to the famous Shitas Rabbi Rutan with regards to Zmanim and Shabbos and Mincha, etc. It comes from a Gemara in Zvachim. There's a few makaris Rabbi Rutan had. One of his makaris was Zvachim Daf Nun Vav. Either way, so some nice raid to come in the next few weeks. But the bottom line is the Gemara says that as soon as the sun sets, Shkiyas Achama, if there was any dam, any blood of a carbon, the dam became possible. So let's say a carbon was brought and the kohen didn't have a chance to do zrika. He looks outside, shkia. That's it. It's over. You can't do the zrika anymore. There's no way to do zrika. Now, obviously, at night you can't do the zrika anyways. The chiddush is that shkia is a psulina, so to speak. As a result, the dam becomes possible and you won't even be able to do it the next day. In other words, there's a chilek between the psulina as it relates to the emurim and the psulina as it relates to the dam. The psulina as it relates to the emurim, the halacha is tali in alois hashachar. The psulina as it relates to dam is tali in shkiyas achama. The Gemara wants to know, what's the halacha with regards to the make here? When exactly did the make, according to Rebbe, that holds lina mayelis v'kiddush adayim raglayim, which means whether the kohen toivled in the mikvah, or in the kir, or whether the water is simply sitting in the kir, there's a psolina. When is the psolina? Is it tali in the lina of the emurim, which is alois hashachar, or is it tali in the lina of the dam, which is Shkia. Zok the Gemara, three shittas. Let's see it inside. Amr Rav Chiya bar Yosef. Make here nifsalim the matirim ke matirim and leivarim ke leivarim. It depends why the kohen is going to the kira now. If the kohen's going to the kira to do richas edayim raglayim, to do zrika, so then the psulina of the mayim is totally what the psulina of the dam that he's doing the avodah with would be. So then if it was lon during shkia, you're done. If it wasn't lon during shkia, you're not. If the kohen is going to do the haktaras eivarim, which psulina is not shkia, but rather alois hashachar, then the lina of that mayim is going to be hukfa based on that. So its psulina will also be. So if the water was out during shkia, was that in the middle of the night, but it wasn't out during alois hashachar, you want to use it for the dam, it's not good. Because for dam, shkia itself was a psulina, you can't use it anymore. If you want to go do an avodah with the emurim, it's okay. Because the emurim themselves, their avodah is alois hashachar, and being that their lina is alois hashachar, so the psulina of the mayim that the kohen is going to use to make himself huchshir now to do the haktara is going to be totally in that as well. So make here, nefsalom le matirim ke matirim, the evarim ke evarim. Chizah, Chizah says, af le matirim ke nefsalom le matirim. No, the mayim is always totally in alois hashachar. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan is the opposite. Kier, kivin sheshaku, shuv ein maleo. That they used to take the wood of the kier, like we had in yesterday's daf, and katan's patent, and they would put it underground, shkia time, and they wouldn't take it back up until the next morning. And the reason is at first glance, the Gemara is going to think, because he's a third sheet, he's just the opposite. Rabbi Yechanan's sheet is that a shkia is a problem, both if the kohen wants to use the mekir for matirin, or if the kohen wants to use the mekir for the eivarim. So three sheetas, when exactly the mayim becomes possible. Just one thing to clarify, and that is, there's a chilik between lina of shkia time and lina of alois. Lina of alois means if the eivarim, for example, were around, not on the mizbeach, as soon as alois hashachar came, it's possible. Alois is the kaveya. It's the moment of alois hashachar. Shkia is not the moment of shkia. But if at any point during the night the dam would be exposed, or the mayim in this case would be exposed, that would be enough for there to be a psulina. Right? It's an important distinction. So as it relates to the psulina of alois, it's the moment the sun rises. As it relates to the psulina of shkia, it's at any point in the night. The bottom line is, so l'churi after Rishikunt Rabchir by Yosef, it depends on why the kohen's going to the kir. If it's for matirin, then the mayim's psulina, according to Rabbi, would be talui in the psulina of matirin, which is at any point in the night. What we'll call shkia. If it's veivarim, it's alois hashachar. Rav Chizda says it's always alois hashachar. Rav Yochanan was ambiguous. Kier, kiven sheshaku shuvei malir. Says the Gemara, lemeimra. At first glance, sounds like Rav Yochanan saying, lavoy deslai lanami doichazi. Rav Yochanan saying is it's always shkia. And even for the eivarim, which is avoy deslai, which you were able to do the whole night, it doesn't matter. But the water that you're going to use to make yourself muksha to do avoy deslai can't be exposed that night. It's interesting. The eivarim could be around that night, but the water that the kohen's going to use, that can't be around by night. But the Gemara has a problem. Didn't Rabbi Yechon say in yesterday's daf, Mishmei de Ilfa, in the name of Ilfa, Kimash Ali Shakub the Erev, the Kiyar, that wasn't brought underground, Shkia time, Mekadish Vimen Avodas Laila. You can use it for Avodas Laila, Ulamacharein Mekadish. But the bottom line is, didn't he say you can use it for Avodas Laila? So if he said before you can use it for Avodas Laila, it sounds like it's at the very least for Avodas Laila, it's going to be okay. So the Gemara says, Mai Einem Aleu Nami de Kamar, La Avodas Yoim. You have to say that Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kimet sheshakum berav menu shuv enu maleu." He didn't mean enu maleu lavoidas laila. Lavoidas laila is going to be okay. He meant to say lavoidas yoyim. It's beforeish. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Ilfa that for avoidas laila shkia is definitely not a olina. What he meant was for avoidas yoyim. But the Gemara says, "Ihachi haynu Rabbi Chiya by Yosef." So then he's saying what Rabbi Chiya by Yosef said. In other words, he's distinguishing between using it for avodas yoyim, matirim, or using it for avodas laila, such as eivarim. So he's saying at the end of the day, Rabbi Yochanan essentially is the first shita. So isn't that Rabbi Chiya by Yosef? So the Gemara says, ikebeinayu gzeira shikua. The chilak is gzeira shikua. The way Rashi explains it, first long Rashi on the Amid, is that Rabbi Chiya by Yosef said that there's a real psulina on the mekir for matirim b'shash shkia sachama. Rabbi Yochanan never said there's a real psulina. Rabbi Yochanan said was kier kiven sheshaku shuvei maleo. It's a much softer term. Says Rashi, because Rabbi Yochanan holds it really is no psulina. Rabbi Yochanan holds the psulina both for matirim and for evarim is alois hashachar. Rabbi Yochanan is just saying that l'katchila, it's a din l'katchila, you should be shekeya the mayim for shkia, for the matira. But b'di'evit, it's okay. And that's why he never used the word nifsol. That's why he changed language for Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef said, make your nifsol in the matir. Rabbi Yochanan never said, make your nifsol in the matir. Because in Rabbi Yochanan's world, it's not possible. It's just, you should l'katchila do it. Kir, kivishashokun, shuvay malayu for avoidas hayoy. Leave it there at night. But it's only l'katchila. Now the Gemara is going to come back later and ask, if that's the case, then that's the second Mishnah of the Gemara. Because then you're telling me that Rabbi Yochanan holds that really there's no psul lina at all of Shkia, even for the Matirim. It's all Tolian Alay Sashacha. That was the second opinion. The Gemara is going to ask that. But for right now, the Gemara says, you're asking me, is it Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef? The Gemara says, it could be now, Gzeira Shikua. Meaning, according to Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, it's not a Gzeira. It's a real din. It's psul limatirin. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's only Gzeira Shikua. But the Gemara says, Vam Rabbi Yochanan, Kiddish Yadav Lachumas Hadeshen, Lemachar Ain't Sarach. Remember this at the end of yesterday's daf? So the Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan said that when the Kohen would do Kiddush Adayim V'Alayim to Trumas Hadeshen, which was Dami Kreis Agever, which was still Laila, he didn't have to wash his hands all over again. It was a little bit of a Kiddush. Because if Lina's Mayeles, being that this Kiddush Adayim V'Alayim was Dami Kreis Agever, which is before Alois HaShachar, when it comes to Alois, technically there should be a problem. The Gemara's Kash is a little bit of a nuance. So Rabbi Yochanan says the Kohen does Kiddush Adayim V'Alayim, and it sounds like he leaves the water out. The kasha is, if there's a gzeira shikua, if there's a din that you have to keep the water submerged, it has to be underground, then after the koyin did the kiddush adayim raglayim to the trumas hadeshen, shouldn't he have had an obligation to bring the water back down? Shouldn't he have had to have done that? So the Gemara says like this. Bishlam, the Rav, the Mukum, Lahi, Kirav, Lazar, Bishlam, according to Rav, who held, again, this is all from yesterday's daf, we're not going to chazer this, that Rabbi Yochanan was going according to Rav, Lazar, Rav Shimon, so that's not a kasha. Hakarebi. That whole member of Rabbi Yochanan was a Levi Rabbi Zab Shimon, who holds Ein Lina Mayalas B'Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Rabbi obviously holds Yesh Lina Mayalas B'Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. And over here, Rabbi Yochanan is explaining Shitas Rabbi. So you can't ask me a kasha. Rabbi Yochanan is worried about this Gzeira Shikua here, and over there he doesn't seem to be worried about it. It's not a kasha. There he's going in the world of Rabbi Reb Shimon that holds Ein Lina Mayalas B'Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Here he's going in the world of Rabbi that holds Lina Mayalas B'Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. El Ola Bayev the Mokan Loka Rabbi. But according to Abaye that said that Rabbi Yochanan was going according to Rabbi, kasha the Rabbi, Yadir Rabbi. Maishna Hosom de Meshakali, Maishna Ochadale Meshakali. If you tell me that Rabbi Yochanan holds this new halacha, and that is that there's a mitzvah shikua. There's a mitzvah shikua that the water is supposed to be submerged, meaning likat chila, as long as it's underground for alois hashachar, that's going to be a fine. But the whole night, there's this din likat chila that the water is supposed to be underground. So if the water is supposed to be underground, there's this mitzvah shikua. So how come when the kohen took the water up for the trumas hadeshen, he wasn't forced to put it back down right away? So the Gemara says, who said he didn't do it? Sokte Gemara, the mesalik levahad meshakale. We assume that he didn't do that because the Brisa didn't say that he did it. But maybe really he did do it. But the Gemara says, he told me now that Rabbi Yochanan Shita is that the psulina of the Mekir, both for the Matirim and for the Evarim, is Amud HaShachar. What happens during the night, there's no psulina of Shkia Sachama. Even if you're going to use the Mekir for the Matirim, that usually them themselves would be possible b'lina, b'shkia, it doesn't matter. The psulina of the Mayim is always going to be Tolian Alois HaShachar. Stating that, there's a din l'katchila that the water should be underground during the night. There's like a l'katchila, a gzeira shikua. Just keep it there. Ideally, but it's not going to be possible. The water is not going to be possible unless it's Alois HaShachar. So let's go back to Rabbi Yochanan's member in the name of Ilfa. Rabbi Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, who said in the name of Ilfa, Kir Shaloi Shaku Mi Be'erev, Mekadosh Men Avodas Laila. You can use it for Avodas Laila. Ula Machar, but the next day, Enei Mekadosh. Right, the Gemara. Ihochi Lamachar, Enei Mekadosh, Amai. Why can't you have to know where to put the commas in this Gemara? Amai, Peri, Amai, Ein, So, right, Amai. Amai. Throwing myself off. So, Lechura, what's the big deal? What happened? Nothing happened. There's no psulina. So the Gemara ain't tzarech l'kaddish. You have to say, not ain't a mekaddish, you can't be mekaddish it, but ain't tzarech that. You don't need new water because there is no psulina. Because there's no psulina of shkia. The psulina is alois. There's no psulina of shkia. The bottom line is, talk to Gemara l'meimer. So it comes out, what's Rabbi Yechon Shita? The matirim michsachazi. That even for the matirim, it's okay as long as it wasn't nifsal belina ba'alois hashacha. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan's shita is that the psulina of the mekir is alois hashachar, even for the matir. I didn't Rabbi Yochanan say kivan sheshiko shuvay maleo. That's gzeira. It's all gzeira shikua. That's all a din lekatchila. But the evidence okay. So afraid the gemara handed Rav Chizda. Isn't that Rav Chizda? Igbeinayim mitzvah shikua. Rav Chizda never said there's a mitzvah lekatchila to go ahead and do shikua. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said that lekatchila is a mitzvah to do shikua. So just before we go weiter, the gemara ends on a lighter note. But just before we go weiter, so just to make have a little bit of a recap. So this last piece of Gemara is going in Rebbe's world. Rebbe that holds Lina Mayalis Bekidish Adayim Raglayim. And the question is, what is the moment that the Mayim, the Mekir, becomes Lon? At what point would there be a Psalina? When it comes to Kachim, you find two Zmanim. On the one hand, you find that the Emurim are Nifsa Belina by Leis HaShachar. At the same time, you find the Dam, the Kaimetz, all the Matirim are Nifsa Belina, Bishas Shkiyeth. They're exposed at any point during the night. That's the Psalina. So is the Psalina of the Mekir Alois, or is the Psalina of the Mekir Talin Shkia Sachama? So what? Initially looked like three opinions. The Gemara verified is really only two opinions. There's two real shitas in the Gemara. The first shita is the shita of Reb Chiya Bar Yosef, who holds it depends why the Kohen is using the Mekir. If he's using it for a matir, if he's using it for something, whose psalina is shkia, then the psalina of the mayim for that thing is also going to be shkia. If he's using it for the emurim, whose psalina is alois, so his psalina is going to be alois as well, the psalina of the mekir. Rav Chizda, which is also shtitas Rabbi Yechanan, holds that no. Af lematirim, the ein of solim el ba'mud ha-shachar, the psalina of the mekir is always going to be alois ha-shachar. Stating that, there is a shayla, as machlokes, to Rabbi Yechanan, Rav Chizda, where the likat chila, there was an inyan to have the mekir submerged at night, well, there was no inyan. Rabbi Yechanan said there was an inyan lekatchila, that's what they used to do. According to Rav Chizda, they didn't do that. It wasn't necessary to do that because the psalina of the mekir is alois. If it's alois, it's alois. Who cares what happens shkia time? You didn't have to worry about it by shkia. According to Rabbi Yechanan, you did. Gzeira shikua lekatchila, you did have to worry about by shkia. This is referring to the first kohen that's going to do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Every day. What was the avoid that he was going to do? The Trumas HaDeshen. So it was very dark in the Beis HaMikdash. Nobody was able to see him. You couldn't even hear his voice. So this is dramatic. Until they heard the sound of the wood. They heard his wheel. And all of a sudden he starts pumping. And the kir starts coming up. And everybody starts yelling. The kayanim. Oh! The Kayin is starting to do the Avayah. Everybody wakes up. This was the alarm in the Beis HaMikdash. They hear the Kayin starting to take the water up from the Kir. It's coming. They're getting ready to do the Avayah. So they said, Igia is Kiddush Adayim Raglayim in HaKir. Now, Zok to Gemara, Maila, what did they hear? The Masalik, they heard the water coming up. Alma Meshakale, isn't that a Raya? That the water was submerged during the night? It's a Bishloim, according to Rabbi Yechanan. It was Mitzvah Shikua. According to Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, for sure it was on the night. They needed to keep the water okay because you're worried about the kayhanim. They need to use it for the matirim. But according to Rav Chizda, the psalina is only by alois hashachar, and there's not even a mitzvah shikua during the night. So why is the water submerged? What do they hear? So the Gemara says, no, loy, the meshachla. You know what they heard? It was just the opposite. You know when they used to wake up? They used to wake up when they heard the water going underground. Meaning, when the water was coming, there was no water coming up. It was exposed the whole night, according to Rav Chizda. So the kohen that's doing the is going to wash his hands and feet for the Trumas HaDeshen. He doesn't have to do anything. But the problem is, Alois HaShachar, that moment of Alois creates a psalina. So right before Alois, what did they do? They would take the water and they would bring it underground. So if they would take the water and they would bring it underground, that was the noise that they heard. But the Gemara says, Ida Meshakele Mimishtama Kali, did it make noise when it was submerged? Gemara says, yeah, Meshakele Begilgalah, because they used to use the wheel. Lishnachrin and Meshakele Bechumrasa, same thing, they used to use the wheel. And the reason they used the wheel is Ki Hechad Lishnama Kali. Vilishmi Vilesi. That's good for why they did it. They did it because they wanted the Kayhanim to hear it. They wanted the Kayhanim. It was a good opportunity to wake the Kayhanim up. But the Gemara says, Vahavi Gvini Kruz. What did they need? Well, there was a Vekar. His name was Gvini. He used to wake people up. So why did we need the wheel to submerge? It's a Bishloima if you're taking the water up. The Mela makes noise. But apparently, to bring the water down didn't have to make noise. Sounds like they went out of their way for it to make noise. Why would they have done that? But the Gemara says, wasn't that Gvini Cruz's job? The Gemara says, yeah, Trey Hekeri Hava Avdi, the Shomei Mehai Yossi, the Shomei Mehai Yossi. So, right, exactly, you have to set your alarm twice sometimes. You have to have two times. In case you miss the first one, you're going to end up getting the second one. The bottom line is, that's the way this worked out. So either way, before we end, I had prepared three Ha'aris, but we're only going to be able to speak out two Ha'aris. So one hashtag light raid, and the other one a little bit of drush. And that is, so we had one of the themes of the last two dafin was this machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar ben Rav Shimon. Lina mayelas bekidush yadayim v'raglayim. Or ain't, maybe it'll be time for three. Or ain't lina mayelas bekidush yadayim. Can't leave a brisker rub on the table. Or ein lina mayeles bekidush yadayim v'raglayim. The Gemara had two brises that discuss this machloikis between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar ben Rav Shimon. The second brise, Rebbe Elazar ben Rav Shimon says that even if the koyein is doing the avoda for 10 days, afilu mikan v'adasore yomim, ain't tzorich l'kadosh. He doesn't have to be mekadosh yada v'raglav again. So in the sefer Avoy Vam, he brings from a sefer called Dam Zevachim. So the Baal Mechaber Sefer, Dam Zevachim, asked two kashas on this Gemara. The first kasha he asked was, it's mavur in the sugyas, that's poshet, according to everybody. If the Kohen was Mekadosh Yad V'Raglav, and then he was Masiach Das, there was a real Hesach Hadas, he has to be Mekadosh Yad V'Raglav all over again. Hesach Hadas disqualified the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. It would require him to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim again. His question was, how is it possible for a Kohen to go 10 days without being Masiach Das? And his kasha was based on the Gemara Masechet Shavuos, where the Gemara says, "Ha'oim Shavuos Shlo Ishan Gimel Yom." The person says, "I swear I'm not going to sleep for 3 days." Malkin Oisemiyah. They give him Malkus immediately because he was over Shavuos Shav. The Efshal Adam Sheisha Gimel Yom Leishino. It's not possible for a person to go 3 days without sleeping. If you can't go 3 days without sleeping, Shino is Haschadas. So if Shino is Haschadas, how is it possible? How could Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon even say such a loshin? Afilu Mikan Vadasar Yomim. It's impossible to go 10 days without being Masich Das from the Avoida. You know, I know that it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara Masech Teshuvos. You can't go 3 days without sleeping. And when you sleep, L'chura, Shinas Hasechadas. That was his first kasha. The second kasha was a very geshmaka kasha. If during every 10-day period, there's a Shabbos. Now, on Shabbos, you were allowed to do the Avoida. But Friday night, you couldn't do the Avoida. You know why? Because Friday night, you couldn't do ordinary avodas. You couldn't do shechita, for example. You couldn't do eilochi. You couldn't do zrika. The only avoda that was kosher balayla was haktara. The problem is the only haktara you could have been able to do on a Friday night would have been from karbonis that were brought on Friday. And the Gemara says that oilas Shabbos, you could be makter on Shabbos. But oilas choyla ain't craving Shabbos. You could be makter on Shabbos. That means Friday night there was no avoda to do. If there was no avoda to do, so the kohen was b'chur masiyach tas from avoda. He's not doing any avoda. So again, what's the Gemara saying? That I feel mikan vada sar yomim. And the lashon of Gemara was, as long as he's doing avoda from now up until 10 days, ain't tzarech l'kadosh. It's not possible to go 10 days straight doing the avodah because Friday night there's going to be no avodah to do. So he brings the Baal Mechaber Sefer, Dam Zevachim. He says that he was in Ger, this is before the war, and he went to Bagris, the Imrei Emes. Zechet Tzadik Levrocha, the Ger Rebbe. So when he went to the Imrei Emes, he showed him his Sefer, and he asked the Imrei Emes if he could take a look at it during Shabbos, and you know, maybe he has some Ma'aris, a Haskama. He wanted something back from the Ger Rebbe. So after Shabbos, so the Ger Rebbe told him, you know, he was looking through the Sefer, and he saw that you asked, I saw two Gishmaki Kashas on Shitas Brolaz Rav Shimon, and after you test on the days. Number one, you have to sleep. Isn't sleeping Hesachalas? And number two, Friday night. What kind of Avodah are you going to do Friday night? It was Chayla, I'm craving the Shabbos. So he told him like this. Regarding the first Kash, sleeping. He says, "Damn, who said sleeping constitutes hasachadas?" He says, "It's true. It's a shita Rambam, but the Rambam's a das yochid. Nope. The Rambam's a das yochid. It's nishtazak grace akasha." He said, "As it relates to oilas chola not craving the Shabbos, so Friday night." L'chura, how is it possible to do Akhtara? So he told him there's a Tosfos Sechtes Yuma Daf Mem Vav, where Tosfos says that even though you couldn't l'katchila go do Akhtara, but if the Oilas Chol was already Mashlo Behena Ar, it was exposed to the fire, you could be Mashlo L'Akhtara even on Shabbos. So Hacha B'maya Skinon, where the Emurim were Mashlo Ar, as a result, it's physically possible for a person to go 10 days without being Masiyach Das. So the Emes is like this. The Emes is that the Imrei Emes said that this is it's a Shitas Rambam. What's this Rambam? It's in Hilchas Bias Mikdash, Perik Hei Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says, Eina koyin sarich lekadish bein kol avoida vavoida, elo pamachas mekadish baboiker, va'oivid va'hoilach kol ayon kula v'chol alayim. The next morning it's a problem. We mentioned this yesterday, the Rambam Paskins like Rebbe, but at the very least, from the morning until night, you can go 24 hours without having to be Mekadosh Yad V'Raglav. But then you have to read the fine print. Says the Rambam, there's four caveats. Number one, Vushala Yetzim in HaMikdash. This morning's daf. V'lo Yishon, you shouldn't fall asleep. V'loyatul mayim, shouldn't go to the bathroom. V'loyasiach taitoy, and you shouldn't be masiach das. V'mosa echad mi'arbaton tzorach lachzil l'kadosh. If the kohen did any one of those four things, he has to be mekadosh. This is mamish today's daf. But the one thing that the Rambam adds that we didn't see in the Gemara is v'loyishon. He shouldn't sleep. So that's what the Rambam said. It's true. It's the Rambam sheet. It's the Mefurish Rambam. Perikei Alocha Gimel Huchas Bias Mikdash. But the Rambam is a dasyach. That means what's pshat in the Rambam? So the Kesef Mishnah says pshat in the Rambam is because sleeping constitutes Hasag Hadas. It's poshut what pshat in the Rambam is. But the Sfas Emes, not the Imre Emes. The Sfas Emes on this Gemara brings the Rambam and he's matmi on the Kesef Mishnah. I quote: Ayin Rambam Perikei Bias Mikdash Alocha Gimel. It's good to hear this. The Yoshan Tzorich Lekadosh Enes. That a Kohen that was Mekadosh Yodav Raglov, he fell asleep. He asked me Mekadosh Yodav Raglov again. But Kesef Mishnah Kosav Mishum Has Chadas. Kesef Mishnah said, "What's Pshan the Rambam Has Chadas?" For like Mashba came the Rambam Frank Tzvas Emes. It's not Mashba that way. The Kosav Yoshin Oihi Siachaitai. What was the Rambam's Loshan? Rambam had four things. Number one, if he left. Number two, if he fell asleep. Number three, if he used the bathroom. Number four, if he was Masiach Das. L'chura, if sleeping is Hesach Hadas, then two of four are the same thing. And the Rambam chazes over, Yishina La'akev. It's four. It's not four, it's three. Because sleeping is just a way of, what's the difference between Masiach Das because you chapped the shmuz? If you're Masiach Das because you went to work? If you're Masiach Das because you slept? It's Mashva Shina is not Hesach Hadas. Vesu, the Gabi Tfilin Kosva Rishainim, the Shina Le'choshev Hesach Hadas. And Ilchas Tfilin, Soktas Vasem, sleeping is not considered Heschadas. Ulahachi, it's for that reason. The reason a person is not allowed to fall asleep in his tefillin is not because of Heschadas. The reason he's not allowed to fall asleep in his tefillin is Shema Yafich. So the bottom line is, so Zoktis Vasem, Mashma, like the Kesef Mishnah, that the reason a kohen that falls asleep has to be Kaddish Yodav Raglav again is because of Heschadas. It's Mashma, it's something else. So what's the reason? Why can't you fall asleep? Or why, if the kohen falls asleep, does he have to mekadosh yodav raglav again? I think that the reason sleeping is a problem is because it's if he left the azara. Because when a person falls asleep, his nefesh leaves his body, goes up to Shemayim, the kind of shamash and the satavi tahiri, right? Every morning we get on a shama again. But the nefesh itself, when the person falls asleep, leaves his body. If it leaves his body, it left azara. If left azara, there's a psul yaitse. If there's a psul yaitse, that's an issue. Bris, they say over that the Priskerov used to say that he never believed that the mechaber of Sfas Emes al Hashas is the same as the mechaber of the Sfas Emes al Atayra until he saw the Ishtiko. He says, this is the one chsidish of Sfas Emes in Gan Seder Kodshim. And it's kedai just to preface that by saying that then Bris, they say that the Priskerov always had a Sfas Emes on his table. So if you walked into the Priskerov by Mtish, there was always a Sfas Emes sitting there. But regardless, so the Priskerov had tremendous erech for the lomdis and the koyach atayra of the Sfas Emes. But he said, the one chsidish Ishtiko in Sefer Sfas Emes is this. So why, if the kohen falls asleep, does he have to be kadosh yodav raglav again? It's not because of hesach hadas. Not mashma that way. It's psul yoytze. What a yoytze. He didn't go anywhere. The nefesh is yoytzes mimenu. And being that the nefesh is yoytzes mimenu, that's going to be the issue. That's the first aura. The second aura, just to end the week on a light note, and as we're talking about the kiyar. So the kiyar is mentioned primarily in Parshas Kisisa, but it's mentioned again in Parshas Vayakel. Vayases akiyar nechoshes ve'iskanu nechoshes b'marois hatsoivois asher tzofu pesach oil moed. So when Moshe Rabbeinu made the kiyar, he made it from marois hatsoivois. What are marois hatsoivois? Mirror. Rashi tells us the rest of the story. B'nois Yisrael hoi b'yod marois. The B'nois Yisrael, they had mirrors. Shirois ben k'shem miskatesh. They used the mirrors when they were wanted to look nice. That's what they used the mirror for. And they were so willing to give up everything for Nidmas HaMishkan, even their mirrors that they used to make themselves look beautiful, even that they were willing to give away. But when Moshe Rabbeinu got the mirrors, he didn't want to use them. He was disgusted by them. Because they used for the Yetzar. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to Moshe and he said, Kabel, take them. Because I actually like these mirrors more than everything else that was donated to the Mishkan. You know why? Because it was through these mirrors that there were 600,000 Jews that left Mitzrayim. Why? Because what were the men doing in Mitzrayim? They were in concentration camps. And they were tired. The women would go and they would bring food and water and they would give them to eat. And they would take the mirrors. And they would make themselves look beautiful with these mirrors. And they would try to entice their husbands. Give them a little koyach and a little chizuk. And through that, they were able to be ma'ir taiva in the husbands. And it was in that way that they were able to have children. And that's why there were tzva'is rabbis. That's why 600,000 Jews left Mitzrayim. The men, they weren't really in a place to have those kinds of families. But it was all the women, what they did. They fed their husbands. They gave them to drink. They gave them chizik. And they used the mirrors to make themselves look beautiful and to entice their husbands. And that's how this all came about. That's the maris ha-tzoivos. Maris are mirrors. What are tzoivos? Tzva'os. These are the military from Klal Yisrael. The 600,000 Jews that left Mitzrayim. What have to do with the mirrors? Because it was through the mirrors that they came about. The kir was made from them. Why the kir is a grashi shu lasim shalim benish l'ishtoi? Because the kir was maybe shalim because the mei soita came from the mei kir. That's the rest of the story. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to take the maris. He felt that it was unbefitting to use maris. Hayomayes behem. Amalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu kabel ki elu chaviven olayim min hakoil. I like these mirrors more than anything else because the ganz klal Yisrael came about through mirrors. I was just thinking one machshava. So we have mirrors. What do we use the mirrors for? We use them for the kir. Why do we use them for the kir? Why the kir? So Rashi says a cheshbin with the meisaita was ultimately going to come from the kir. So I was thinking maybe the derech hamachshava. And that is that we mentioned that the kir was different than all the other kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. All the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash were used for the function of avodah. There was avodah that was done with the shulchan. There was avodah that was done with the aron. There was avodah that was done with the menorah. There was avodah that was done with the mizbeach. There was no avodah that was done with the kir. What did the kohen do by the kir? He washed his hands and feet. He was machshir himself. He prepared himself so that he should be fit now to be able to do the avodah. We said that's why the parsha of the kir is mentioned in the parsha of Kisisa. It's not mentioned in Truma Tetzaveh. Truma Tetzaveh, those are the ikar parshias that deal with the kelim and the melech samishkan. And then tucked away in parsha of Kisisa. In the parsha that talks about the eagle, about the machshir hashekel, you have the parsha of Shabbos and parsha of Kisisa. That's the place. That's the vayichal moishas and parsha of Kisisa. What's the parsha of kir doing there? It should have been a parsha of Truma. Why is in a parsha's kisisa? The Teretz is because the kir was different than all the other kelim. All the other kelim were used by themselves for avodah. Kir wasn't used for avodah. The kir was used for a hechsher avodah. So I was thinking the woman's role in Klal Yisrael is very different than the man's role. A woman doesn't count for a minyan. She doesn't count for a davar shebekdusha. She doesn't have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. She has her own role. But at the same time, even in the avodah that the man does within his avodas Hashem, there's a woman standing behind him, cheering him on, and supporting him. Because if a woman doesn't support a man, then he's out of business. Right? The Gemara says in Masechta Soita Daf Chafal from an Aleph, Noshim b'may zachyon, ba'agra d'makrin u'masnim b'nayu v'natron l'gevrayu ad osa b'medrasha. The schar that they have for taking care of their children, putting them on the bus, taking them off the bus, preparing food for them, taking care of all their physical needs that they need, allowing their husbands to go learn and do what they need to do. In that schar, they have a tremendous chelik in Talmud Torah. Just one other Gemara. The Gemara says Rav Chiya had a very difficult wife. He had a hard shalom bias. Rav Chiya had a commentary with his wife used to give him a very hard time. Stating that, the Gemara says Rav Chiya was always buying things for his wife. So Rav once told him, why are you being so nice to your wife? I mean, you know, she's not that nice to you. Quid pro quo. Pachlis, maybe, you know. So why are you being so nice to her? He said, it's true. She's not the finest of women. But at the same time, Dayenu, I have a karas hatoif to her for two things. She megadlis banenu. She raises my children. She's matzlmi menachet. The bottom line is, I don't have her huri avera because I have pas besalui because of my wife. And for that in itself, I have to go ahead and I have to be makatoy. So the bottom line is, yeah, the man is maybe the primary participant in a, he counts the minion, but lemaisa behind him, there has to be a supportive woman. Because if there's no supportive wife behind him, he's out of business. The kiyar represented not avoda. There was no avodah that was done with the kir. What was the kir? The kir was the richot yadayim v'raglayim that the kohen needed in order for him to be able to do the avodah. The kir represented the machshirei avodah. That's what they were. Behind every great man, there's a great woman. Behind every great avodah, there was a kiyar. There had to be a kiyar behind every avodah. You couldn't do the avodah without the kiyar. So where was the woman's contribution going to be most represented in the Mishkan? Not in the Shulchan. The others can't shaykhis with the Shulchan. She doesn't do the avodah. She doesn't learn. She doesn't do the daf. She doesn't have a shaykhis. In the Arun, in the Menorah, in the Mizbeach, no, it's in the kiyar. She's behind the scenes. That's what she does. She's the machsher. She's what allows it to happen. A kohen that does the avoda without going to the kir is chayiv misa. A kohen that does the avoda without going to the kir, the avoda is going to be pasul. For that reason, the woman is represented in the kir, not in one of the other kelim.